All right, what is up, freaks? Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. This is a sneak up episode we're doing here. Matt and I recorded yesterday on Thursday around noon. While that was going on, the Fed Chairman Powell was at a Senate hearing, I believe, answering questions from the Senate, talking about Bitcoin, and then just less than 10 hours later, Donald J. Trump, our orange president, tweeted out about Bitcoin and Libra. He does not like them. We're joined by, obviously, Matt O'Dell, and we've got a reoccurring, very special guest, Murad Mamadov. Gentlemen, how are we?
What's up, freaks?
Hey, guys. Nice to be here once again.
Matt. Murad, he fucking did the tweet. We've been talking about the Trump Bitcoin tweet for so goddamn long. It happened last night. Was not expecting it at all. I was caught completely off guard. And Matt, you seem to be missing in action while all this was going on. What happened?
Yeah, I was recording with you when Powell was speaking, the chairman of the Fed, and then we dropped that. And then we saw those comments afterwards. And then I was recording with the boys from POV Crypto, our boy Christian and David Hoffman, who's the resident ETH head over there. And we had like a great debate. We were having a great debate about, I mean, my feeling is that if the US bans Ethereum, if they make it illegal or they try and force KYC, then Ethereum is fucked. And basically his argument was that that would never happen. And then meanwhile, the president of the United States is like tweeting out this shit at the same exact time. So I think it'll be highly relevant. I'm excited for them to drop that episode. I think the freaks will like it.
Yeah, so let's jump full into it. I got the Trump tweet up right now. I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air. Unregulated crypto assets can facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illegal activity. Similarly, Facebook Libra's virtual currency will have little standing or dependability, excuse me. If Facebook and other companies want to become a bank, they must seek a new banking charter and become subject to all banking regulations, just like other banks, both national and international. We have only one real currency in the USA, and it's stronger than ever, both dependable and reliable. It is by far the most dominant currency anywhere in the world, and will always stay that way. It's called the United States dollar. Gentlemen, let's dissect the gravity of this moment, of this these string of tweets. Murad, let's start with you.
So first of all, I think this is a lot more bearish Libra than it is bearish Bitcoin. That's first of all. And that's because obviously Bitcoin essentially transcends law in many ways. And it transcends regulation and it transcends essentially authority and various kinds of control. So there's really no CEO or no legal department that, or any kind of charter really, that that the government could enforce against Bitcoin. And that's not to say that they can do anything at all, but I think in the short to medium term at least, they definitely have orders of magnitude more avenues to use against Libra and Facebook and any of these corporate shitcoins than they do against Bitcoin. So that's first of all. Second of all, I think in the grand scheme of things, both what we saw from Donald Trump and what we saw from Powell, in my mind, is bullish. Because essentially, we are seeing global scale acknowledgement, not only that Bitcoin exists, but at least that it is a money candidate. And this to me just means that Bitcoin continues to ascend on this evolution from being just this kind of digital toy to actually becoming a currency. Whether Trump supposedly on paper or believes that it is a viable currency or not doesn't matter. The fact that there's even words currency and Bitcoin in the same sentence coming from the mouth of who is arguably the number one most powerful person in the world is to me an acknowledgement to a great extent. And what we saw, I guess that's kind of a next topic, and I'm running a little bit ahead of myself. But what we saw from Powell,
take as much time as you need,
is an even greater acknowledgement. because he essentially said that Bitcoin is digital gold. It's used as a store of value. I don't know who or how else could have said what to sound kind of more bullish. And really, they gave it a sign of this great symbolic improvement, really, in my mind. So irregardless of what happens to Bitcoin in the short to medium term, this is a huge stepping stone, really. And now it's kind of in the minds of the collective unconscious. Once again, I think when it comes to Bitcoin, we've seen time and time again through the cycles, any attention is good attention. And this is essentially the greatest attention you could receive.
Holy shit. This is bullish as fuck, right? It's ridiculous. It's insane. I couldn't even, the Powell comments alone, he literally called it an alternative to gold. He said it's a speculative store of value, were his words. I kind of wonder if the Trump tweet was kind of triggered by those comments, because, you know, we've been waiting for this tweet for a long fucking time. And it happened, what, 10 hours after Powell publicly said it?
Yeah, no, it seemed too perfect almost to have that hearing into that tweet thread. So I wouldn't be surprised if it influenced the Twitter thread. And a lot of people are speculating whether or not that was even Donald that wrote that or some advisor who crafted that.
Yeah, do you think he wrote it?
I would be surprised if he's as debriefed on the intricacies of Bitcoin and Libra to be as coherent as he was in that thread. I don't know.
It was at least edited heavily, right? Because I mean, it was a pretty coherent tweet thread. He actually said Bitcoin, which was nice. Unlike Brian Armstrong and crew, who never say it.
We got a dog somewhere.
I think it's Murad's dog.
Yeah. So, sorry guys, one second. My dog is acting wild.
It's okay. Your dog's bullish, obviously.
So, I am pretty confident that Trump hasn't written this tweet. I frankly, I don't believe he writes his tweets like in general. He definitely writes some, but this one in particular, first of all, I think a lot of what he says on social media is carefully manufactured and deliberately in certain ways by a team of highly intelligent people. And I would also say that this tweet in particular, I'm close to 95% confident that he didn't write, because it was way too nuanced to be written by him. And it just showed too much knowledge to be written by him once again.
Yeah, and it's I would completely agree. And to stay like on the topic of like having handlers and people tweeting for him, it's like interesting to see what just being in the office of president has forced him to sort of to posture, like the way he postures now. So here's a tweet from September 29th, 2011, September 29th, 2011, from Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump. The Fed's reckless policies of low interest and flooding the market with dollars needs to be stopped, or we will face record inflation. So somebody who, and there's many other tweets of the sort throughout the years of Donald calling out the Fed, and it's just funny that now he's a sitting president, he has to posture this way for the sake of the country. Even though it pretty obviously, if you go through the history of his principles, maybe he's changed his mind. I highly doubt it. But it seems that it's the exact opposite of what he's been saying throughout the years.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin, well, first of all, he's known for his like 3 a.m. toilet bowl tweets, right? So like I was kind of hoping our Bitcoin tweet was going to be one of those, but I'm like fine with a handler doing it. You know, like a nice coherent tweet about how Bitcoin is a major threat to America's financial dominance. Like, that's pretty good publicity.
Yeah. No. Like Murad said, all publicity is good publicity. And I think he left some room to like backstep, right? Because he told Zuckerberg to get a banking charter. And that's what I said. Like, and Murad talked about this as well. Like, there was like an overt omission of an action against Bitcoin. He's just saying he didn't like it. He wasn't saying how he was going to follow up or anything. But with Libra in particular, it was get a fucking banking charter. It's not going to happen.
I mean, this is what we've been saying about Libra for a while now, right? It's like, first of all, the only way it launches is if they bend the fucking knee. And it's, that's why it's clearly not a competitor to Bitcoin. Like, this is why Bitcoin shines. I'd like to touch on 2 points here, I think. The first point is, does Trump own Bitcoin? And then the second point is this bearish for altcoins? You know, there's so much more centralized than Bitcoin. If the U.S. government decides to really do something here, if they're really waking up, like, that could be an issue.
Does Trump own Bitcoin? I don't know. We definitely think that people within his family tree own Bitcoin. I would be very surprised that there's nobody hodling in his extended family and network. Is this bad for altcoins? I would think so. I mean, again, like, there was an omission in his tweet about action that he could bring against Bitcoin, and some pretty clear sort of actionable items that could be brought against Libra. And yeah, if you have like an Ethereum foundation or a very illiquid small market cap altcoin that is pretty centralized from the beginning, whether it was pre-mined or an ICO, probably not looking good for you.
Thoughts, Murad?
I think, so first of all, like, I'm pretty bearish alts in general, irregardless of what Trump may or may not have done. It definitely adds a new dimension in the sense that decentralization will increasingly be tested and will increasingly be important and valued. No one cares about decentralization right now, as we've previously discussed many times, but once people actually start kind of attacking leaders of systems, then people will, like, the market will respond to that damage, right? And I think alts will continue bleeding against Bitcoin for the foreseeable future. We may have these kind of tiny alt seasons, like a couple of weeks at most, I think, in the coming years. But I do think the market is maturing. I think there is a flight to quality. The last 3 or 4 months have proved that. I mean, really, we will see fewer and fewer cryptocurrencies that will continue to exist, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
I think, like, when it comes to, like, when it comes to, like, websites or standard centralized companies or any of those other phenomena, like, as time goes by, you get more and more of them, right? But I think when it comes to money, really, like, time is valued by the market, inefficient as it is. And really, a lot of people think, oh, it's the next thing that we should find. It's the next big thing we should find. But really, I think when it comes to these kind of store of value candidates, being in existence for years without with like few bugs and standing the test of time, I think, like, people who control money around the world are, at the end of the day, very intelligent, and they will appreciate kind of qualities like this.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with that in that respect. I guess it matters what your definition of exist is, right? Like, if there's, like, I guess, like, a meaningful level of, like, liquidity or usage, like, yeah, then they definitely, there won't be as many.
This is something I've been harping on all year, like Murad just alluded to. 10 years in the wild, I think, is a huge mile marker for Bitcoin. It was a huge mile marker, and the fact that we hit the 10-year mile marker at the bottom of a bear market around, like, 3,500, 3,300, wherever it was, and then have since rebounded from there. Well, we're at 400% this year. I think that's signaling to the market, like, all right, this thing is not going anywhere. And then you look at the overarching landscape of its competitors and you see where they are in a state of, in regards to how far along they are in decentralization, network effects, liquidity. And it almost, I mean, I don't want to jinx it or like jump the gun here, but it's like almost like, is it worthwhile to even to attempt to bootstrap a network against Bitcoin? Like, at what point does that happen, and are we getting close to that? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think 10 years is a huge mental mental thing for humans, you know, it's like 9.5 versus 10.5 years is like a major difference. You know, I just think that the cost of entry is like really low for a shitcoin. Like you, anyway, I could just spin, we could spin one up during this episode if we wanted to, right? The hard part is actually getting usage, which they never get. But to think that like people aren't just going to like keep generating shitcoins, like I don't see why they wouldn't. Like you, there's literally, there's very, very little cost unless you're doing like a, you know, like a pre-mined ICO, all this garbage that you have all this organizational overhead and you're like based in the United States and you got a bunch of hedge funds investing in you, like that'll probably all go away. But like if you're just launching like a POW shitcoin, like well, there's nothing to lose there. You might as well just launch it.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's we'll see how this plays out. Right now alts are bleeding against Bitcoin. Ethereum just broke the 250 bit floor against Bitcoin, so it's trading at 0.0236 right now, I believe. So that 0.025 area was heavily watched by a lot of people looking at that chart, and it crashed through there. And Ethereum's sort of the leader of the alt, so we'll see how low it goes. But let's bring it back to the Trump tweet and like the sort of implications of him mentioning Bitcoin and Powell mentioning Bitcoin. Do you guys see any other state leaders or central bankers sort of racing to comment or posture? And if so, do you think anybody comes out against it? Obviously China's banned Bitcoin a bunch of times, but do you think anybody reacts to Trump's talking about Bitcoin?
So, I mean, I think this is like really the is going to be looked back as like the first entrance of Bitcoin, like in the global political landscape and like for posturing and these trade wars and whatnot. I do think, just to go back, I do think that Trump owns Bitcoin still. I think he's at like, I'm like a 70 to 80% sure. I'm like 98% sure Jared Kushner owns Bitcoin. And I think that if you do own Bitcoin and you're Trump, like this is exactly like the type of posturing you would do, right? You would like shit on it. You'd see if you could crash the market a little bit, maybe fill some bids in. And then when you realize like you can't, like he won't have Bitcoin until he has Bitcoin, right? And then all of a sudden he has Bitcoin. I mean, look, we look at other world leaders. They're already like kind of hidden posturing around Bitcoin. You know, like Putin probably owns some Bitcoin. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the Chinese leaders own it. It's speculated that Kim Jong-un owns some, that they have some major operations there where they're trying to accumulate as much Bitcoin as possible. Iran is another big one. Venezuela probably has a decent amount at this point. So like it should be really, really interesting, especially if you're dealing with Trump and Trump goes against it, then maybe you're even more incentivized to publicly broadcast support for Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were joking about on Twitter yesterday, is that the libs are going to start buying Bitcoin in spite of Trump.
Yeah, if you hate Trump, you should love Bitcoin. Fight back. Your protests don't matter as much as buying Bitcoin. Just buy Bitcoin and fuck Trump.
It's a peaceful protest, too.
Exactly. Thoughts, Murad?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think if you are one of those people who hates Trump, then I guess it's what's logical for you to do right now is to go out and buy some Bitcoin because apparently he opposes it, right? So I would also say that I don't think that this is going to have any geopolitical implications quite yet. I think a lot of kind of the powers that be right now still think that Bitcoin is kind of a joke. But this is definitely, as I've said, a huge stepping stone in that direction.
Yeah, Matt, if what you're saying is true and he was just posturing to see if it could crash the market, and I actually think like the way he phrased it sort of left it open-ended, like I'm not a fan of Bitcoin, and I was just thinking, not yet, you aren't. And maybe this was like his, like, actually, let's not give him credit for playing like 4D chess or anything, but like just strategically making it known that the U.S. is thinking about Bitcoin, and maybe posturing to citizens that they're forward thinking and may.
Well, it's really quite interesting how on one hand he says that the United States currency is the strongest currency in the world, but on the other hand, every single day he calls for Fed to ease more, right? Mm-hmm. Which is like, how do you reconcile that?
Yeah, no, but it's crazy that monetary policy is getting. I mean, obviously, it's been talked about for well over a decade now since the 2008 crisis, but it's getting more critically talked about in the mainstream. Like this morning, CNBC, they were like Joe Squawk was talking about Bitcoin and shitting on Libra again. But his co-host like brought up the fact that all central banks in the world are working to devalue their currencies. So like a sound currency like Bitcoin in this age sort of makes sense. So like even on CNBC, they're bringing up these ideas that were taboo to share on the mainstream.
That was the most bullish mainstream media segment I have ever seen on Bitcoin. They even showed the price chart. They were like, it's up 2% since he made the tweet. Like the Bitcoin not only didn't give a fuck, it's going up on it, you know, and then Joe is just completely woke now. I mean, that's the kind of knockoff effects we get from this Trump tweet, right? Because not only was Bitcoin trending last night, but now all the mainstream media needs to talk about it. A lot of the mainstream media hates Trump. So they're like kind of pigeonholed where they have to like talk positive about Bitcoin, which is kind of fantastic. And then like the conservative media is already like pro Bitcoin, right? So all of a sudden Bitcoin just like jumped up a bunch of notches in terms of public appeal just from this one tweet.
Now we've been talking about this tweet for a while now. And again, dude, when it went off and people were reacting to it and 10 minutes went by and I hadn't seen anything from you, and then 20 minutes went by and nothing was going on, and then got to almost an hour, I was like, whoa, this dude, I felt bad. I felt like you were missing your moment almost.
You know, they should have done what happened earlier. They should just shut down Twitter until I got back online. You know, it was a little bit ridiculous that I opened up Twitter, and like a ton of people, including you, were like tagging me. You're like, Matt, where are you? What's going on? And then I saw you sent me a Telegram message. You were like, Matt, are you okay? Is everything all right? It was fucking hilarious. It is pretty crazy that we are right off a bear market. We're up 4x off the bottom, a bear market that was so brutal to some that Murad made a bet with us that August 1st, the price wouldn't be above $3,500. Now it's sitting at 11,500. The most powerful person in the world, arguably, tweeted out negative things about Bitcoin, and the price didn't fall at all. Like, that is the most bullish fucking thing ever.
Yeah, this is, you guys are definitely winning this one, obviously. is it August 1st that it matures?
Yeah. Yep. August 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you win some, you lose some. Matt, I guess you paid for the previous Korean barbecue, which was remarkable, by the way. But
delicious.
I guess the sushi is I'm going to be the one footing the bill.
Murad, what do you think about the price action, because you're like a resident chart watcher trader. Yeah. Type,
what are you seeing out there right now?
Well, I think the collapse from 13,000 to 11,000 definitely broke some market structure. I think what's likely right now is that we're essentially going to go sideways for the next couple of weeks, if not the next couple of months even. But really, I think on the off chance that we go below 10,000, I think it's a buy. For the time being, I'm kind of watching the situation. Probably be buying a little bit in the mid 10,000s to start. But for now, we're really kind of in the no man's land in terms of the trading.
If you put a percentage on falling below 10K, what are you thinking?
I would say 55%.
Oh, shit. So I think, so we've been seeing, have you noticed lately, we've been seeing that as soon as the CME closes, the price pops?
Yeah.
So there's someone's playing games, right? Or a couple people are playing games together. And what, the CME closes for 24 hours every Friday, right? They're about to close. They close in what, 4 hours, 5 hours for 24 hours?
Let me check.
I'm pretty sure. So I'm kind of, you know, maybe I'm a little bit too bullish. I'm always fucking bullish. But I'm more bullish right now than I usually am. And I feel like 13K by Monday. That's what I feel like. CME closes. We're going to gap that motherfucker. And, you know, we're just going to go.
Matt, why do you think that the Trump event is bullish in the short term?
I think a lot of people, we've been talking a lot recently on both this pod and in other conversations about how it feels like we don't have much new retail coming into the market. It's mostly people that have stuck around and have bid up the price to this point. You can see that by both like Google search trends and also just in general, like I think that's probably one of the reasons why like the shitcoins haven't had any kind of real action. So this tweet is going to remind a bunch of people like Bitcoin exists, and then they're going to look at the price and they're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that it's this high. Like I thought it was dead. Like I didn't think it existed still. and now it's still alive and thriving.
I got a text. Okay, fine. I'm buying a Bitcoin today after the Trump tirade.
There you go.
That's so it has piqued some people's interest.
It's really hard to say because on one hand you like as a let's say like you're a large portfolio manager at an institution, right? You don't want the American government to like be very to suddenly become anti-Bitcoin, right? You don't want that either. But at the same time, like still where we are right now, that may just create a little bit more hype.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was really an anti-Bitcoin tweet, like you said. Like it was just like it wasn't like a we'll ban Bitcoin type of thing. It was like, oh, it's no threat. It's not a good money. You know, that was like kind of the route he went down. And I feel like it's kind of a validation that the price didn't collapse, right? So like a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines are also like not even new people, just people that have been watching are looking at it and they're like, you know, I thought maybe, like me personally, obviously when we see Bitcoin go up, really quickly in a short amount of time, there's less perceived support there, right? Like the price can come back down just as quickly as it goes up. And in this case, it's like a perfect example of there being real support there because, I mean, immediately when the tweet happened, it dropped a little bit, the price dropped a little bit, but like not much. Like what, it dropped like $200, $300 and then recovered. And now we're sitting like pretty much back where we were. Like that's a pretty insane validation of that there's support at these price levels.
It seems pretty bullish to me. I'm not a chartist or going to predict week to week price, but I think this is definitely, I don't know, I don't even want to say bullish. It's just further legitimizes Bitcoin in the mind of the masses, like you said. Retail's going to be more on the top of their mind, on the top of the collective consciousness. Slowly but surely, Bitcoin creeps further into the psyche of the masses. And I believe all three of us here believe it's somewhat inevitable because it's a better technology and it is a better way of organizing a monetary system in the digital age. So it's just a matter of time before people come to understand it. And Bitcoin's going to do what it does and people's understanding is going to adapt to the way Bitcoin works. And the more we have presidents tweeting about it, the more people who are aware of it and are looking it up and trying to learn more about it, the better.
Every single major publication today had an article about the Bitcoin tweet or a segment or whatever. Everybody was talking about it. That is insane. That is absolutely... I can't, this is where the stay humble part becomes important. Trying to stay humble. Yeah.
Murat, before we wrap up here, do you have any parting notes for the freaks out there?
You know, to be completely honest, I think that this isn't going to have a huge effect on price action in the short term. I think kind of essentially the whales who affect the price the most, they're going to chat and joke about it on Telegram for a day or two. And then essentially, I think price is going to end up doing what it was going to do anyway.
Bang, bang.
13K some, by Monday.
Some sober analysis there from Murat Mamadov. Before we leave, we've got to give give some credence. We got a shout out. And our a buddy from Twitter, wants to remain anonymous, said, Tim Leary left us with the meme, turn on, tune in, drop out, and find the others. Shout out to Bitcoin for better facilitating step three for all of us, which could be drop out or find the others. I think step three and step four, it helps you to opt out and then find other like-minded individuals. So that's a very, very good shout out. Thank you to our anonymous friend. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. That was the episode on the Trump tweet and Chairman Powell's comments. Hope you freaks enjoyed. Peace and love.
See you guys.